Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about that, Keith? I got Tom Brady and Weird Al on my side.
Good point. This is a heater, too. One of many. The guy never misses.
Well, that can't possibly be true. Never misses.
I don't think so.
I mean,
pretty much no skips.
Artistically, you got to take some risks in there, I imagine.
He took some.
Yeah, there
were some. He took some big swings, but he also did a lot of home runs.
That's true.
You know?
You were telling me, this was fairly recently, that Amish Paradise... Coolio, not a fan of Amish Paradise.
Oh, no, that was well known. He has since turned around and he was like, yeah, I shouldn't have acted that way.
Got it.
But, like, in the time, a lot of people were probably like, hey, good for you, Weird Al. Like, they didn't really care when they did their songs, but he was maybe the most famous for, like, being pissed about it. But then he was like, yeah, I don't know why I acted that way.
I think he's
changed his tune on it.
Got it.
But, yeah, he was real mad.
Good.
Both songs great. I celebrate both in my house.
Yeah, they're both.
Gangster Paradise as well as Amish Paradise.
It sounds like you celebrate. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant both that and I Think I'm a Clone Now.
No,
celebrate both catalogs.
Yeah.
And the full.
Coolio and Weird Al.
The full Weird Al catalog.
You can like both.
You can. You heard Drake May there talking about the game this weekend against Tampa. I think it's a real chance. Nance Romo game. Most of the country is getting it. It's 1 o'clock. It's not a national game. But it's 1 o'clock. It's going to be in most households across the country with the top broadcasting team on CBS. It's been a while since the Patriots have had one of those type of games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a chance for the Patriots to really elevate in a lot of people's minds if they win the game.
That's Tony Romo.
That's what that was?
Yep. That was Tony Romo, yep.
Okay. So we're in store
Can't
for that.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah. I've been one of the last
Better few, than Arch.
I've been one of the last few defenders of Tony Romo.
I don't miss... the Romo broadcast, but there's...
I'm not telling you
it's got to be
great.
Better than Spiro and Arch.
Oh, Jim! A lot of oh, Jim. Look out, Jim.
Yeah.
Here we go, Jim. A lot of that.
We'll get ready for that.
No, I know. Well, hopefully, yeah, it's a close game, and there's a lot of tense moments and him making weird sounds.
Good point. But I think you have a real opportunity for them to elevate for a lot of people out there who maybe haven't watched them or aren't taking them seriously. You know, Vrabel got his backup about that earlier on in the week, too, about their easy schedule. This is a difficult game in a difficult spot. Tampa sitting there waiting at home. Good team, off a bye. So that's a hard spot for the Patriots to go in. They're 2.5-point dogs for a reason. But you and I already believe in the team quite a bit. There's not much more we can elevate them. We both had them as the best around when we did tiers earlier. We both think they're a contending team in a wide-open AFC. So it would really validate what they've done and validate them in that tier of teams or put them in a group of teams, firm it up, of teams that could win the Super Bowl. But I do give them a real chance to win this game this weekend, despite how difficult of a spot it's going to be with Tampa sitting there waiting off the bye.
Yeah, I look at this one. It is another measuring stick game. It would go down as their second best win of the year. You know, Tampa's really good. We both thought they could make the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
But I agree with you. At Buffalo is still a better win than at Tampa.
Yeah. So that's still the signature win, no matter what happens this weekend, would be that one. I think, though, 10 games in, if they get to 8-2, and this is one of the three games we have circled as one of their most difficult games remaining, then I think like the number one overall seed is really in play because we're already saying, oh, they're definitely a playoff team. The Jones and Keefe playoff predictor has them at 100% making the playoffs,
higher than the Athletics.
Higher than the Athletic 97. Yeah. So I don't think playoffs is really up for debate. But if they lose the three remaining tough games. That is 12-5. I don't think that's a first round bye. Could be, you know what I'm saying? You know, and like certainly if you lose another one and now you're 11-6, that's for sure not a first round bye. So if you want the first round bye, and why not talk about it? We can. It's, you know, there's no harm in that. If you beat Tampa, one of the real swing games, okay. Because if you end the year, even if you lose, you know, with Buffalo, and you split the two games with Buffalo, and then whatever that other tiebreaker is, what is it? Probably AFC wins or something like that, or common opponent or whatever. I think you have a real chance at the lone bye in the playoffs. But if you lose this weekend, even if it's a hard-fought game, you're like, see, they are contenders. That's great. And making the playoffs is awesome. And I think that should have been the goal going into the year. But I just feel like you're kind of – it's going to be really tough to then realistically talk about the number one seed.
I would agree with that. Last year, the 12 seed would have got you – I'm sorry, 12 wins would have got you at least in a tie for third in the AFC. That was Baltimore last year. 2023, 12 wins would have had you two behind Baltimore.
Yeah.
2022, it would have had you tied for third with Cincinnati. So, yeah, you're probably looking at a two or three seed if you win 12 games.
I mean, because right now,
on track for.
Because Denver and Indy both have two losses and Buffalo. Right. So you have three other teams with two losses right now. So, like, you know, the chances of you dropping this one, because they're going to probably lose either the Buffalo game or maybe the Baltimore game. And at some point, maybe even lose to a team that they're favored in, right? Like, you don't win every single game that you go in as the favorite.
Right. They could lose all of their difficult games left. And I think a lot of people nationally and maybe locally would doubt their resume. You'd say, yeah, well, you beat Buffalo, but when you played Tampa, you lost. And when you play Buffalo a second time, you lost. When you play Baltimore, you lost. Who have you really won?
Pittsburgh, even.
Or who did you really beat? Right. Pittsburgh's another good one. So, I mean, I think people would try to poke holes in their resume, but you would have no margin for error to trip up elsewhere mm-hmm. to win 12 games. And even still, Buffalo's one of the teams that might be higher up, which would mean now you're a wild card team and you're on the road
right.
if Buffalo passes you by,
yeah.
which was some of the circumstances of the trade deadline. Buffalo didn't add. You sold. Meanwhile, Twitch chat says, guys, stop with that crap. The AFC is not wide open.
It's so wide open. I don't know how it can't be wide open.
I mean, I don't unless you're just still a believer, and I am too, the scariest team left in the AFC is the Chiefs.
They're currently not a playoff team.
Correct. So
I think they get in, so do you, but I'm just saying, like, right now,
how, I think they
that's
get
the
in.
Perfect encapsulation of why it is wide open. The best team, the team that is still clinging on to their dynasty, if the season ended today, is not in the playoffs. The division winners, or the division leaders right now are the Patriots, the Steelers, the Colts, and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones, my guy Bo Nix, and the corpse of Aaron Rodgers
yeah.
are the division leaders.
Now, Pittsburgh.
That couldn't be more wide open.
Pittsburgh beat you, but,
no, I know.
But the Patriots really beat themselves in that game. We don't believe in Indy. I like Denver, and I think Denver is not a team I would want to play.
I like Denver too, but like they grind out these games against bad teams and barely win every week.
Right. So I like Denver, and I respect Denver, and they're a team I would prefer to avoid in a playoff path, you know, but I'd have them lower than the Chiefs and Ravens and teams like that if the Ravens got in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
but it's still Bo Nix and a team that is very Jekyll and Hyde on offense and has grinded out some of these lower scoring. Like, I'd still pick the Patriots against Denver, I guess is why I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, no, I think the AFC is wide open. I don't know what you've been watching.
Unless
you just think the Chiefs are just a lock and they're still the Chiefs. And if you feel that way, I guess I understand it. But to your point, as of today, they are not a playoff team.
The Bills are the current betting favorite to win the AFC. They've not won the AFC in 30 years, mm-hmm. but they are the favorite at plus 300.
That means win the conference, or that means have the best record at the end of the regular season?
I'm sorry, win the conference.
Okay.
So AFC championship winner, it goes Bills, Chiefs, Colts, Broncos, Ravens, Patriots.
So I don't love that.
Well, I mean, it's betting. I think they're hedging Allen, Mahomes,
they're
and
sixth?
Lamar.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're sixth.
Okay.
And seven teams make the playoffs. They're sixth to win it.
Disrespect.
It is.
I think that's some disrespect.
It's a little bit of disrespect.
Okay.
But only one of those teams or only one of those quarterbacks in front of them has actually done it.
Give me the teams again.
Bills.
Bills, that's fair to have plus the Bills in front of them. I don't know that Chiefs, I personally would pick that, but that's fair. Chiefs is fair.
Plus 310, so okay. Super close. Colts go down to plus 480. They're third.
I would take the Patriots over the Colts.
So would I.
I think if they have the same record now, if it's still holding out that way the last couple of weeks, probably could be viewed as homers. Now that the Colts has lost, I think it's fair to put the Pats ahead of them.
The Denver Broncos are fourth, and it jumps down to plus 750.
I would have the Pats ahead of them.
Me too. The Baltimore Ravens are fifth at plus 850.
So
I think the sportsbooks don't know what to do with Lamar.
Just think Baltimore has to get in. I mean, we talk about Kansas City having work to get in. Baltimore's sitting there at 3-5. They're two games back of Pittsburgh. If they get in, I would probably pick Baltimore in a game against the Patriots.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's unfair to have Baltimore ahead of them. I personally wouldn't have Denver. I wouldn't have Denver or who else am I missing there? Indy ahead of them.
But again, further proof, not to belabor the point, but the AFC couldn't be more wide open when two of the top five, according to Vegas, teams with chances to make it to the Super Bowl aren't currently in the playoffs.
Right.
So they still have work to do. And then it jumps down from there to plus 1,200 for the Patriots. So if you're feeling a little frisky. But the Patriots are ahead of the Chargers, Jaguars, Steelers. Those are the next teams down.
I'd agree with all of those.
Yeah.
And again, the Steelers have a head-to-head win against the Pats. But yeah, the best teams in the AFC, some of them, one's the 8 seed and one's the 10 seed right now. Neither would be in the playoffs, to your point. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Yes?
No, the text.
I think I know which text you're chuckling at. That's another maybe not for air text.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking about the AFC as well as my ex-wife and combining the two. Very insulting.
Yeah, you might be hearing from our lawyers on that one. You might be.
You could say both are up for grabs.
Yeah,
that's the nicer way of putting
it,
maybe.
That is a much nicer way of saying it. We'll get to all your phone calls coming up. Meanwhile, it is a Thursday, 12:45, which means it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.